We're back with Soulfej, a hip-hop group with an Afro-Caribbean sound. Soulfej is led by Ghanaian native and Harvard grad Derek N. Ashang. I asked Derek whether his time in the Ivy League ever created a distance between him and his audience.
This is one of the interesting things that comes up because people will automatically be like, wait, you went to Harvard. What you know about the hood? What you know about the street? What's good with hip-hop? And my thing is like, yo, I concede nothing. Why? Because I was born in a place with no running water. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to bathe in like a little spot that's outside with no roof. So I could see the neighbors while I'm washing myself, right? Furthermore, when I grew up in the Middle East, you know, we lived through the Gulf War. I used to go to school with a gas mask. And I look at what's happened across the African continent. I look at what happens when people really know what it's like to live through poverty. And not to say that there are not bad things going on in the United States, but most of the people who are living this quote-unquote hood life can go home and turn on the electricity and something comes on. Mm-hmm. And that's not the same way back home. So I'm not trying to hear, oh, you're so hardcore, you're so gangster, you're so this. It's like, yo, I'm not conceding nothing about poverty, about struggle, about strife, because we've had the opportunity to see beyond where we began. We are seizing it. Absolutely. And if you want to be tough, you want to be gangster, go live in my neighborhood for a week. Go live in my neighborhood for a week. See how much good you got to do you.
All right. I hear you. Anybody else?
Well, I was going to say also that a lot of the feedback that we get from young people, young black guys, are like, we are so glad that you guys just got up on stage. And first of all, you ripped it. We had a great time. And second of all, thank you for spitting the truth. Thank you for spitting something that was positive. And, you know, that's hard for a young black male to say. You know, he's trying to be cool. I know that new things are not always the coolest thing to go after. But they would come up and give us that feedback. And so hearing that, it's like, you know, what is authentic? What is real? Just because we went to Harvard, we can't speak a truth that people can resonate with.
Exactly. And on a fundamental level, hip hop is about certain things. It's about truth. And it also is about hope. And I think that we've lost that vision over the years. Hip hop has always been about ascension. You know, the beginning of the hip hop movement, the Zulu Nation, was taking kids out of gangs and giving them productive things to mm-hmm, do. Mm-hmm. It wasn't taking kids out of productive things to do and putting them into gangs. We've gone through this weird reversal cycle where now we're going completely backwards from where we started.
And the other thing that I would throw in there is like, cats don't even talk about who are the people who make the decisions as to what records get made, what
exactly.
artists get signed,
mm-hmm.
and what tracks make the record. And you're going to come out here and you tell me you're so hardcore, you're so real, you're so authentic. Let me look at your boss for a minute. And none of those bosses come out of these communities. So how are they going to tell me what's real?
What's real?
What I also hear you saying is you're speaking your truth.
And oh, absolutely.
And everyone should.
And it's a truth that we're proud of.
All right. Well, let's hear some more of that truth. Let's have one more song. Tell me what you're gonna play.
This one goes back to the hip-hop aesthetic, and it's called Time, and it features Kelly.
And join the ride and just move your body from side to side. We got your head nodding cause your neck nose is fat. We do it like this side, we do it like that. And come on my people and join the ride and just move your body from side to side. We got your head nodding cause your neck nose is fat. We do it like this side, we do it like that.
Ain't it strange? The world often wonders about the dawn. She knows of a day when the dark wears the light forevermore. For who can endure the persistence of time
passing away in the arms of the day? Will you have vision to pray when your time fades away?
Dreams of fire, lives of emotion. My heart did stay true, for there I knew that the day would come soon, and I prepared for the time
passing away.
tenderness in the hands of a broken girl. Some would wish they were born of a different world, a gentle. And in a moment saw my memories fade, the dust of days forgiven in a night ablaze with scars. And all of them were calling my name, shame for my fears to rest, pop a hump on my chest. As I broke with the West, I made a vow to be blessed with more than a material mind. Stone shine, sex sells, CNN has got it swimming in wells of temper tales, designed to maximize the sales of what appears to be a national opiate. You're smoking it too, I have the juice to even fade the truth, but what's it matter? If you could buy a ride that's fatter than the skin you've been clothed in, the one you were stolen. Since the markets are knowing, ain't you glad that you're more golden than I am? Conditioned to believe the spam and stack them chips, believe in fate won't find the rich, and nor will the quiet die either. But listen to the silence of these Antelope liars and cheaters, prepare for war with lives that they despise before they by the law, and hope that no one's keeping score. Lord, seems that the scions of silence don't know the only thing that violence doth beget is violence. So beware those who bear claim to justice divine, but God knows the strong and the weak shall be humble in time.
In what?
In time.
In what? In time. Passing away in the arms of the day.
Will you
have vision to pray when your time fades away?
Oh,
time passing away in the arms of the day. Will you have vision to pray? Will you have vision to pray when your time fades away?
Derek N. Ashong, DNA, the founder and lead guitarist for Soul Fej. He and the band joined us here in Studio 4B in Washington. We thank you all so much for visiting
thank
with
you
us here today.
Thanks for having
we
us.
Do hope you'll come back and see us.
Great. Awesome.